social distancing.
Sigqibe lapha indaba zethu ngengusiphathisi wempofu ube lokulalela okuhle.
Diamond FM. Diamond FM.
103.8 on your FM dial.
The following program is brought to you by Apostolic Women Empowerment Trust, AWET, in partnership with UNICEF, supported by Health Development Fund.
The holiday season is for getting together with family, religious gatherings, and spending time with friends. But COVID-19 does not go on holiday. Because of the recent increase in COVID-19 cases in the country, avoid public gatherings at all costs this holiday. Please wear a face mask, wash your hands frequently with soap, use a hand sanitizer, and observe social distancing as a sign of showing love to your loved ones. Stay safe and help end the COVID-19 pandemic. Apostolic Women Empowerment Trust wishes you a safe holiday. This message is brought to you by AWET in partnership with UNICEF, supported by Health Development Fund.
You're still logged on to Diamond FM, always on top of the game. And of course, a special thanks to you for making us your station of choice. My name is Lawrence Leaf. And of course, you're welcome to The Spotlight, a program that is being brought to you by Apostolic Women Empowerment Trust, AWET, working together with Christian, Muslim and traditional leaders to fight COVID-19 in partnership with UNICEF, with support from Health Development Fund. And is being broadcast on Zimpipa's radio station, consisting Nyami Nyami FM, Your Voice, Your Radio, and of course our national station Star FM, sounding good all the time. And in this program, I am joined by Pastor Makwara to raise awareness about COVID-19. Pastor Makwara, you're welcome on Diamond FM.
Thank you, Mr. Lifa. Good day, listeners.
Alright, so Pastor, we understand that the festive season is generally characterized by mass gatherings, crowding, presenting risk factors for the spread of COVID-19. Additionally, and rather negatively, the general populace is neglecting adherence to public health guidelines of masking up, hand washing, and observing social distancing. COVID-19 cases are currently soaring with a notable increase in Bulawayo, Harare, Mashingo. So it is again this background, and given that Zimbabwe is currently experiencing a second wave of COVID-19, making it imperative to escalate social and behavioral change communication efforts during this festive season. So I want to understand, how do you as faith community leaders, traditional healers, adapt religious gathering rituals and practices to fit varying needs of your members while maintaining safe health measures against the COVID-19?
Thank you for that question. As the church community, the evangelicals and Pentecostals in particular, we have had to relook on some of the ways we do worship. For example, our huge gatherings, the issues of water baptism, the issues of sharing cups for Holy Communion, issues to do with laying on of hands, issues to do with the sizes of the congregations. These have had to be reviewed in light of the pandemic and also out of the desire to be each brother's keeper. Remember, the word of God says in 3 John 1 verse 2, it says that, brethren, I pray that you may be in good health even as your soul prospers. So it is very important to us to ensure that the health of the brethren is also promoted, because we know that COVID-19 does not go on holiday. So what we have done in consultation with our members is we have been able to lay out the regulations that are coming from government concerning how to manage our gatherings. For example, we have had to adjust our numbers per meeting to be 100 maximum while maintaining the necessary safety measures like social distancing, and also ensuring that at every entrance facility, entrance point, there are ushers who are trained, educated to be able to check the temperatures. They even know what to do when they see a temperature very high. They are able also to observe, you know, symptoms to be able to educate the congregant as they come in. We have also been able to also adjust from one service over 500 people to then having multiple services that allows at least for the church to still gather but maintaining the guidelines as per the state. We have also ensured that some churches which are having difficulties in accessing venues in also hosting the big numbers they have. They have now also begun to use virtual platforms to be able to host, you know, the Christmas celebrations, the Sunday gospel, and also the coming celebrations that may come in different form or the other. We have also had to also adjust in terms of the laying on of hands. We believe that even though the scripture says you shall lay hands upon the sick, it is not only limited to laying of hands, but we can also lay hands in faith where we can stretch our hands towards the sick, and we believe that the power of God is not limited by distance or by contact. So these are some of the ways we have adjusted. Some churches had planned to do all-night prayers for the Christmas, for the crossover, but all these, some have had to adjust because of the curfew regulations that are in place. So this is part of the adaptations that the church has been able to make in light of the COVID-19, but also in pursuit of being law-abiding as per the guidelines given by our government.
All right. And suppose someone comes to church and they are showing signs and symptoms of COVID-19. What do you do?
We have ensured that our churches have got trained ushers who, when they do the checks on temperature, when they also just observe the other observables, they are able to quickly bring in counselors. Sometimes they need senior counselors to then assist in informing the congregant to say, given the symptoms that they are presenting, they must be able to urgently attend or be attended to by the healthcare practitioner. So that's part of what we will do. We have established referral pathways, referral networks to ensure that those who present cases, they are also assisted to be able to go home and then be able to meet and be assisted by the healthcare service providers.
All right, Pastor, how do you deal with the congregants who present to church but do not follow public health guidelines?
We have encouraged our members to be able to be strict on these matters, to say people who come to church when they are not wearing masks, they should be able to be denied access, because we are trying, one, to be law-abiding, but at the same time, we are trying to care for that brother or that sister, but also for other congregants who may come into contact with somebody who is not following the health protocols. And also, secondly, we have taken it upon ourselves that even though someone presents themselves, we don't necessarily rebuke violently, but we should be able to teach, to remind them the importance of adhering to the public health guidelines. And where possible, say, for example, that the church premises, the extra face mask, one is then taught, but also then empowered with a mask or sanitized, and then be allowed to be part of the worshippers, because it is a right for someone to worship, but we want them to worship correctly whilst preserving the health of others and also of themselves.
All right, and are there any modalities in place to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 during the festive holiday? We understand it is characterized by family gatherings, religious gatherings. Are there any modalities, or should I say measures, put in place to make sure that we mitigate against the spread of COVID-19?
In consultation with our member churches, I think we have also discussed and realized that some members have actually had to suspend physical gatherings, because they involve traveling. Most of people travel using public transport, and that might also present more risk to some within those spaces. We have also then been able to then hear from them that some of the best ways of putting up modalities include the following: the ability to use virtual platforms to be able to share the message, the Christmas message, to be able to share any celebrations through virtual platforms. Also, churches are able now to split congregants to have a maximum of 100 at a given time, whilst also observing the protocols of social distancing, masking up, sanitizing, and also not necessarily having too long services. We have also ensured that within the church, information around how to prevent, how to manage this pandemic has also been given out, so that during the gatherings, there is also a chance to raise awareness again on the guidelines that have been given for church services. We have also ensured that as an office, the face masks which we received, we have also donated to various churches, so that those who may have a challenge for whatever reason or the other of not having own face masks, they can be able to come to a place of worship and be assisted. These are some of the modalities which we have put in place to ensure that people can worship safely as they are gathering to worship the Lord during this season of celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
All right, and what advice would you give to Christians celebrating Christmas as we continue to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic?
The advice is that the Bible says we have not received a spirit of fear, but we have received a spirit of hope, of love, power, and a sound mind. So with this, we are encouraging one another as believers not necessarily to spread fear and panic, because that is not the gift from God, but to be able, through faith, to begin to look at how do we fight this pandemic. You can remember in the Old Testament, in the book of Leviticus, there were various, you know, guidelines given to the people of Israel on how to manage particular diseases, illnesses, and even pandemics. So that also means that we work with faith, but also we are able to ensure that we do what we are supposed to do to protect ourselves. So that is the encouragement. When you are going for holiday, try to think if there are ways you can manage to spread in case you are the one who is a carrier. Or also, where possible, let's stay at home. But where it is very difficult, kindly ensure that even if you're using public transport, you wear your mask, you carry your sanitizer, or if you are not using sanitizer, don't touch your face, your mouth with your hands. When you get an opportunity to get to clean water with soap, wash your hands. That regular basic self-care hygiene is very, very critical to protect yourself, but also the other loved ones. We have also tried to ensure that let's continue to pray, because we know that when we pray, the Lord hears, the Lord answers us mightily. I'm so grateful that since March of this year, we have been praying and fasting, and I believe this is an answer to our prayers. When you look at the cases in Zimbabwe, you know, the recovery rates, it's something that can only be but a miracle from the Lord. So we continue to encourage, let's not be fearful, but let us be people who are full of faith, people who take the due procedures to prevent, to mitigate against the spread of COVID-19. And if it so happens that a loved one has been affected, let us learn not to stigmatize, but let us quickly learn how to assist one another in love, so that we'll be able to demonstrate that, yes, we are the disciples of Christ when we love one another, even in pandemic times.
Ikhefu isikhathi sokuhlangana lokuthokoza lezi hlobo, sihamba ezinkonzweni, sithona labangane, kodwa iCOVID-19 ayilakhefu, njalo ayindawo. Ngenxa yokumamatheka komkhuhlane weCOVID-19 elizweni, kumele sizivikele singayi embuthanweni lapho kuhlangana khona abantu abaningi. Kubalulekile njalo ukuba sigqoke ama-mask, sigeze izandla, sisebenzise i-hand sanitizer, njalo singasondelelani labantu emphakathini. Lokhu yindlela yokutshengisela uthando kulabo esibaqakathekisayo. Hlala uvikelekile, uncedise ukuthi sinqobe ukumamatheka kwe-COVID-19. I-Apostolic Women Empowerment Trust elifisela ikhefu elihle elivikelekileyo. Lumlayezo liwuphiwa yi-AWET kanye le-UNICEF bephathiswa yi-Health Development Fund.
All right, well, thank you so much, Pastor Makwara, for coming through to raise awareness on Zimpepa's radio stations are consisting Diamond FM, always on top of the game, Nyami Nyami FM, your voice, your radio, Star FM, sounding good all the time.
Thank you very much. Just to reiterate, COVID-19 does not take a holiday. Let us spread love, not COVID-19. God bless you, listeners.
Right, we've come to the end of this program. My name is Lawrence Liffer. Till we meet again, it's ciao ciao.
Zoro ragaita se iri, ndere kusangana kwe muri, makungano ezvitendero, nekuonana kweshamwari. Asi COVID-19 haina zororo. Nekuda kwekuwedzera kuri kuita vanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri. Gara kure ni makungano evanu. Pfeka face mask. Gara uchigeza maoko nesipo.
Shandisa hand sanitizer ni kuita social distancing kuratiza kuti uni hanya ni madikani wako. Zvichengetedze ubatsire kupedza denda COVID-19. Apostolic Women Empowerment Trust iri kukushuvira zuru rakachengetedzeka. Mashoko aya maunzirwa neve Awet vakabatana ne UNICEF vachitsigirwa neve Health Development Fund.
This program was brought to you by Apostolic Women Empowerment Trust, AWET, in partnership with UNICEF, supported by Health Development Fund.
Echoing across the mountains of Manicaland, it's Diamond FM, always on top of the game.
2020 was a difficult year for many, but our faith as a nation kept us going through music. Our spirits were lifted.